Suburban Green Hills may seem like an unusual place for sea lions, buffalo, and rattlesnakes. But over 100 years ago, these exotic animals lived there in one of Nashville's first theme parks. The now quiet Glendale neighborhood was once home to the city's first zoo. As part of our Curious Nashville project, a listener asked us to explore this history and whether any remnants of Glendale Park remain today. WPLN's Sarah Ernst reports.
7 miles from downtown, the Glendale Park Zoo lay tucked away from the urban life of the early 1900s. It was a weekend escape, filled with animals, of course, but also carnival rides, live music, and vaudeville. And to get there, people had to ride on the old streetcar line.
Half the fun, again, was going out on the train.
That's Andy Lane, who lives where the zoo once was, and has studied its history. He's even talked to old-timers who visited back in the day.
And all of a sudden, you would leave downtown, and it would get real quiet. Then they could hear the birds singing. They could hear the animals. They could hear different things. They would always say one word every time I talked to them. They would say, you know, it was just a magical time.
But to many who live in the area, the magic lives on as a single historical marker. Former resident Jason Egley saw it, prompting him to ask for more details.
And we're like, what in the world? There could have been elephants that were in our backyard. What kind of animals lived there? And why were they there? Why is there no anything left of it now? Or maybe there is.
Well, the park was created with a certain business in mind. The Nashville Railway and Light Company wanted to attract patrons to the streetcar on the weekends. And how they did it was by placing the Glendale Park Zoo at the very end of the line. But the fun didn't last forever. Habits shifted during the Great Depression, and people started driving their own cars. These hard times got the better of the zoo, and it was forced to close its doors in 1932. The park grounds have since transformed into a serene suburb. But if you look hard enough, three hidden remnants live on. An actual bear cave sits on one resident's front lawn. Around the bend are the concrete steps to get off the streetcar, and a few streets over is the house of head zookeeper Claire Lovett. He kept the zoo up and running for decades, which landed him a spot as the main character in a children's book, written by the researcher from earlier, Andy Lane. The book is Lane's way of creating a relic of his own and keeping the Glendale spirit alive.
And I really wanted to take everybody really back in time to learn about who these people were.
To Lane, this history is important in a city that is changing every day. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Sarah Ernst.